Welcome to Women Who Radiate Wealth podcast with Cornelia Stephanie and me, Susan Axelrod, showing up as you are and having fun in business. This is what we do every time we come together. Our focus is on women's entrepreneurship, aiming to empower female entrepreneurs. We share with you financial and emotional self-confidence in business while making your offer. Be intentional and purposeful with what you bring to fruition. Let's get it. Hello, Cornelia.
Hello, Susan. Super awesome to be here today and talk about having fun in business, making money, inspiring people, doing what it is that we love doing because we enjoy it. We're having fun with it. So that's the number one.
Yeah, we absolutely are. And I love, really, honestly, the focus on money. I love how it is bringing me, even bringing me into more focus on business. Money is really just an energy. It's just a tool. It's paper or bit or whatever you want to call it. You know, money is just energy. But focusing on having the resources, the financial flexibility and financial freedom to do what you want in your life and for your business is really what we're all about. And so I really want to thank you, you know, for this opportunity to come together again. I'm excited about what I'm going to share with you today. I can't wait to hear your take on it. And yeah, unapologetically focusing on money. Why? So we can get to business. Right, Cornelia?
Yeah, I was just before we got on today, I was with a few entrepreneurs, a couple of entrepreneurs on a call. And we were talking about how, you know, so many of us have said yes to so many different things and are doing too many different things, and we're not focusing on that one thing that is our business, that is bringing in the money, that is bringing in the resources, because we don't know how to say no, and we say yes to all these different things. So then we're spinning our wheels and we're not focused on making those customer calls or talking about our offers. And you and I, we've talked a lot over the last couple podcasts about offering. What is it that you're offering and how important it is to talk about your offer, because your offer is a structure.
It is. And as a reminder, Cornelia, the way that I do it, and I'm happy to repeat this every time, is I know my value that I bring. Why? Because my clients tell me. Also, I have a high level of confidence because of my work ethic, my commitment, how hard we work, right? And the feedback we get. And so for me, I'm sort of in the space of, oh, you're a person I want to work with. So will you hire me so I can work with you? That's it. You're a person I want to work with. So can you hire me so I can work with you and we can make beautiful magic together? That's really what it is. And I know you're in the same space with the podcast. You find people, you say, oh, I want to work with you, right?
Yes. I mean, that's one way. That's one of the reasons, right? Because it's really about spreading that money around, isn't it? It's about, you know, it's about spreading that money around. Just like right now, one of the things that we're going to be doing with the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group is we're going to have the Cornelia Stephanie Media app.
Yay!
This is like so stinking cool, right? And what's so interesting about that, Susan, and I think you know this because we've talked privately about this, but I have my membership that I've been doing for the last 5 years, and I always wanted to have an app for it. So part of what is really super exciting, when I said yes to this now, doing this now, I saw the possibilities that are there for us as media hosts, as influencers, as podcasters, to have it all in one place with this app, and how many people are actually doing one click one click with one clear call to action, and how powerful that is for our offers and the things that we're offering to people to make their lives better, because for our business.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This brings me right into the topic I want to speak about today, as if you and I planned that layup, which we didn't, because we show up as we are and just have fun together. But thank you for that. I want to talk about a construct today, and your app fits into the construct of what I want to speak about. And so we can apply it inside the construct. As I have focused more on my own business, wanting to do business, getting more and more confident myself in business, having my own success journey in business, I have been working a lot to figure out what has worked for me. And as such, I came up with what I call the four S's of intuitive business, which is what I teach, which is business for the divine feminine. And so if you're able, if tech works, you can throw up this graphic that I created called the four S's of intuitive business. I teach intuitive business, and here it is. And I'm going to tell you what makes it intuitive. What makes it intuitive is the first S, which is sacred. Now, that graphic you're seeing on the screen just for a short time, but it's in my LinkedIn file. You can access it and it's no problem. So don't worry about that. The first S is sacred. Sacred is the soul of your business. And this is something that we do in intuitive business. We are committed to the soul of business. We are committed to having what I call connection to self energy, to being in soul connection in our business. And you know when you're in that space because your intuition rises, your intuition comes up. And that's what I call the sacred of business, the soul of your business. The second S is strategy. Strategy, strategically give thought. To whom are you speaking and how? That business Cornelia of doing all these different things for different people is really outside of strategy. We're inside the strategic thinking, strategic planning. We know to whom we are speaking and how we want to speak with them. The third S is systems. How are you running your business? What are the systems that you are using? Like the app is a system that Cornelia is creating to run her media business. It's something you're offering your hosts, etc. And that's inside systems. We'll talk about that. And the final S is structure. This is what we want you to think about. How do you get paid? That's what I call structure. There's different ways to get paid, different programs you're offering, different services you're offering. How do you get paid? To me, the structure all comes down to that. Why? So we can be in fun, Cornelia, as we are, and we can get business done, right? So that those are the four S's. Cornelia, let's discuss what these four S's are and how we can really apply them. Where would you like to start?
Well, first of all, I love how you're the queen of putting these graphics together. I mean, really, you are. It's wonderful. You made it so simple and so clean.
Thank you.
And it's great. And so you created this morning, I think, and yeah. You sent it over and said, hey, can we use this for the podcast today? And thank God we have support.
Yeah.
That we could share this with you today because we really wanted you to be able to see a visual because visuals help so much.
Yeah.
So I love how you put this together because truly it is the sacred path. It is the sacred path of the feminine, the soul of your business, because that's what we're doing right now. So many people are passionately expressing the love for their business, what they're here to do. It's that sacred energy that you're here that gets you out of bed every morning, that has you working and it doesn't feel like work.
Yeah, Cornelia, this is so important because I know both of us have clients in this space, and that's in my business confidence coaching with clients. That's the main thing. When you get out of bed every day, do you know what you're going to do? I mean, you and I, Cornelia, we're in it. We do it. We love it. It's fun for us. We have challenges, of course. But when you get up out of bed every day, you know what's on your plate. And so do I. But when women are getting into this type of business, intuitive business, bringing in the sacred, inviting soul into your business, then you wake up and you can't wait to do it. And that really is absolutely the platform that we are creating.
Yes. And that's why I like doing these podcasts, like getting up this morning, having my first calls with my clients and different people that I'm meeting with. And it's just looking so forward to doing it, having so much fun. This is how we want to work, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't this how we want to set up our life? Not where before we felt like slaves, and where we felt like we were going to a job that was sucking the life force out of us, and where it's like you're just feeling like you're not you're just running around and it's sucking the life force energy out of you.
Cornelia, last night in my business accountability group,
yeah,
that exact thing was said by somebody who was in industry, in corporate for 20 years. And she, because we were talking with another younger woman in the group, but this other woman said, I worked in corporate for 20 years and I had to hold myself back. I had to support the slackers. I had to deal with the narcissists. But most importantly, like I had to hold myself back. Now that she's in business for herself, she feels her energy and her enthusiasm rising. She feels her creativity returning. And so what you just said is 100% true. Definitely.
I think that's all part of the soul of business, because really, truly, when I left the corporate, I heard my soul say to me very clearly, do you want to live like this for the rest of your life? It was clear. And I said, no, I don't. I don't want to live like this for the rest of my life. And so the dream always was at the time to be an inspirational speaker, to be a motivational speaker, to be an inspirational speaker. That was the dream. And I said, well, now is the time to go for that dream and make that dream a reality. And so that was, I don't know how many years ago, like 15 years ago or something.
So that moves us into strategy. You wanted to be a motivational speaker. You wanted to be an inspirational speaker. And you had to give some thought of strategy. To whom am I speaking and how? To whom am I speaking and how? When we're early in the day, at the beginning of business, we think we're speaking to everyone. We think that what we have, we're excited, we want to inspire, et cetera, or we have a product, we think everybody wants to buy it, we have a service that can serve everyone. But that's really not the way it works when you're really coming down your funnel. When you are in your inspiration place, your intuitive space, then you begin to best define. For example, Cornelia, I've been talking to a couple of people about, trying to get you new podcast hosts because I'm so excited about the app. Oh. And so I talk about it. But, you know, your podcast hosts are not just anyone. You're speaking to people who have a high work ethic. They're high expertise. They're committed to excellence. They show up for themselves. I mean, right? You're not speaking to just anyone, you know, to get a podcast, right?
All the people that are in the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, these are the visionaries. They're high-end coaches and consultants. They're out there on the leading edge, helping you to move into your best life in whatever capacity that it is that you're looking. If you're looking for a consultant, if you're looking for an entrepreneur, if you're looking for confidence, if you're looking for healing, you're going to find it in the Cornelia Stephanie Media group. That's where you're going to find it. And these are the people that are on the next leading edge of the, you know, the visionaries and the thinkers that are out here that are changing the game. And yeah. So it's like, you don't need to go anyplace else. You just come to this one-stop shop. And that's why I'm so excited about the app that's going to be coming up.
Right. But what's common for all of what you're saying among all of them is the sacred, the first S, that these are people with soul. And so if somebody, you know, came to you and you in your discovery work didn't ascertain that they had this thing in them, that they were at the cutting edge, the leading edge, willing to, you know, not take financial risk, but, you know, really step out is what I mean, like really willing to step out in front. I'm not so sure that's exactly the person to whom you are speaking strategically. You would be asking yourself, do I want the money right now? I'll grab it from anyone. That's okay. Yeah. That's one thing that happens. You know, yeah. For me, you know, you need money, you get a new client, let's do it. Or strategically, do you want to say, okay, I'm really piecing together this visionary platform. And yeah. So that person, they're not going to fit. So then you just simply say, I don't think this is the best fit for you. That's strategy. That's the second S. To whom are you speaking and how are you speaking? I just want to say, Cornelia, that I too aspired to be a platform inspirational speaker. And I yearned for that. And I was like unrequited. You know what that word means? It's like, I wished I could. I wished I could have it. And then at some point, I leapfrogged to the point of, you know, I'm not really waiting anymore. And I just went out on my own on Facebook. And now I have my own platform. Recently, I was auditioned to be a speaker at some big global speaker summit, speaker fest. And I thought about it. I wanted to do it and it was cool. But, you know, as I thought about it, I realized I'm speaking as part of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. I have two podcasts. I speak every day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm talking about, Cornelia. And so in the strategy of to whom are you speaking and how are you speaking to them, that's where we want you to really focus. You know what I mean? It's like, why do I need to do that when I have this?
Yes, exactly. And I think really for people to really own that sacred S that you were talking about, that's a really big piece to really own that passion and that foundation, that sacred path. It is the soul path. It is the intuitive path. Being an entrepreneur, being willing to express your unique essence, your unique gifts with the world. That's why I feel like I'm surrounded by the change makers on the planet. My superpower is surrounding myself with incredible people that have these extraordinary gifts. And I love every single one of them. I'm just like in love with them.
Right. So actually that's your superpower and that's your strategy. You just applied the second S, that's strategy. When you say, I love these people, by the way, I'm like that in my business accountability group. It's like, if you're in my world, I love you.
Yeah.
So that's strategy. Now let's go to the third S, which is systems.
Yes.
Systems. How are you running your business? So I just indicated this as an example, Cornelia. I'm running my business. The systems that I use are, in my case, it's online, an online business model. So I use all online systems. So I have technology is a system. I have my financial system of how do I get paid? What's the income? What do I spend? That's a financial system. It's not hard. How much do I make? How much do I spend? That would be called a financial system. I work on my own right now, so I don't have employee or human resource systems or anything, but I do work in collaboration. So I have an interpersonal system. You and I, you know, are very entwined. We work together. And this happened today. Let's call it out. Let's just say it. We agreed we're going to pull back the curtain. When I sent you my graphic this morning, you were like, Susan, I don't know if I can get that in there. It's like, you know, hello, it's this afternoon. And what did I say? Oh, of course, no worries, no problem. That's on me, my system was out of order. I did not communicate what I wanted to you. That's on me. No problem. We'll just talk about it. Well, of course, because of your excellence and your, you know, good support, you got it in there. But that would be an example of a communication system that I didn't, you know, get to in time. Just as an example, how are you running your business? These are the systems. Now, I would put the app as a system, actually, that you're creating, Cornelia, for your people, your group members to use, your Cornelia Stephanie Media group members to use. I would call that a system that you're creating. So the systems of the business are often a place where we fail because of something that you brought up in the beginning of the podcast, which was the conversation you were having with the entrepreneurs doing this, 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 and this. When we're in the, what they call the shiny penny syndrome or whatever, right? Then our systems are diffuse. They're not clear and clean. And we need to have, especially most of us are working in small businesses, right? But if you look at Mindvalley is a large business and growing larger by the second, because of the systems that he created. That's a huge business, but his systems are pristine. If you know what Mindvalley is, if not, I encourage you to look it up. It's a wonderful business and they offer wonderful material. So that's systems, Cornelia. Am I being clear on this?
Oh yeah, I totally understand what you're talking about. And I think the audience can resonate what you're talking about with the systems, that you have to be able to have the systems that where you're going to funnel and show up for, that has to be there. So what are those systems? Even if it's a support team is also part yes. of your system. Because even today, you know, getting that graphic up, it took, you know, when I spoke with my support team, hey, can we make that happen last minute? Is that something we can do? Are you available? That's like pulling all the resources, pulling everything together in order to be able to do it. And because we want to show up in our best self, we want to show up in our excellence. We love visuals. And if we can do it, why not, right? Yeah. So of course, if it's not too much stress and it's not going to be, this is part of our pulling our resources together, putting our system together. For what it means to me personally is when I created my membership site, I created my membership site like 5 years ago, where I have a blog, and in the blog, I write daily posts and then I record my voice and there's an audio recording behind it. But I had to create a system where I put all of this information so that it's there. And now there's like a living library, which eventually it'll have its own app too. But yeah. We're going to do the Cornelia Stephanie Media app group first.
That is a couple of systems. That was a perfect example, but I wanted to go back to something you said a little bit quickly in passing, because I want to call it out for what it is. You used the word, if it doesn't cause too much stress, right? So I clearly, once I was like, oh, it's today, I don't know. I said, okay, no worries. That's whom that you want to work with. Not like me saying, well, you need to do whatever it takes to get it in there. That's not the person you're going to be working with. And certainly it's not the person I'm going to be working with. I took responsibility myself immediately as your collaborator in this case. I took responsibility. Oh yeah, duh, it's the morning of. It's not like she's got nothing else to do. Okay, no worries. We'll pass on the graphic. Okay, your system kicked in. A, the system of excellence, and B, the system of support kicked in, and we got our great graphic in. Right. So that is an example of a couple of systems. Now let's move to the one that we love the most. The fourth S is structure. And boy, could I say it any more plainly? How do you get paid? What is the structure of your business? How do you get paid? So one of the ways I get paid, Cornelia, part of the structure that I've created is my one-to-one coaching clients. I love my clients. I'm like, you know, somebody recently asked me, well, how do you get paid? I'm like, oh, just pay me anything and I show up, you know. And because we love our one-to-one work. So that's one of the structures that I have put in place. I have certain packages and I get paid monthly, usually in various cases, but I always give a discount. I've created a system where if you want to pay me in full, you get a discount for that. That gives me money up front, right? So I'll give you a discount for that. So one of the structures is the one-to-one. Another structure, which you know I love the most, is my business accountability group. Here we go. Here we go, Cornelia. What's my offer? I'm closing in. I only have a few more spots on one of the pieces that is a vital structure to my business. It is my Women's Business Accountability Group. I was going for 14. I'm hoping for 15, but 14 or 15 spots. And I have, I think, 8 confirmed and paid for. And then I have 1, 2, 3 reserved, but they're not paid for yet. Right. And so I'm holding them until somebody else wants to pay and claim the spot. And so that is a structure for me. Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, I show up and we have the best time ever. And people, sometimes they don't show up every week. It's, you know, it's not possible, but a lot of us show up every single week. And we are not just growing our businesses, but we are transforming. We are transforming in business and we are transforming our businesses. I'm talking about part of my structure, part of the structure of my business. Now I'm starting something new, Cornelia. I'm so excited about this because you inspired me to think about something I could do all year long.
Yeah.
And so I already do a lot of one-to-one coaching and I decided that for me, and you and everyone we know inside our hug, self-care is so important. And so I spent a lot of time in Sedona, Arizona, and I wanted to invoke the energy of Sedona every day. And so I created a monthly Sedona Sunday self-care program. So the fourth Sunday of the month, starting in June, starting right now, I'm doing a monthly self-care program. I did it on Eventbrite, a system. Right? So it's easy, $10 a session. They're all in isolation. You can come to one and no more. You can come every month, whatever you want to do. And I created an agenda. We're going to breathe and we're going to stretch. You know, I love to do that. And then we're going to have some journaling with prompts. We're going to have a guided meditation every time. And I'm going to be doing some workshopping stuff. We're going to be talking among ourselves and sharing. And I'm going to have some guests of whom you offered to be one. And I'm excited about that and a couple of other healing practitioners. So that's another part of my structure that I figured out. And I already, 11 p.m. one night, I designed it. I put it together. I created the system and boom, I launched it the next day.
You're the queen of the graphics, putting this incredible, look at this beautiful graphic that she's the queen at it. So she might as well take ownership and be really proud of it like she is.
Yeah. And,
you know, it's nice to be able to have that skill to be able to quickly put something like this together professionally that then handed to me and now we're showing it to you.
Right. So that's inside my strategy. Part of how I speak to people is visual. Right? Whom do you speak to and how? I speak a lot, as you know. But also I know some people are visual learners and creatives often are visual people. And you don't really know unless until you get in with people if they're oral, A-U-R-A-L, or visual. And so that's one of the ways that I speak to people. So I love this conversation about how we're applying the four S's all organically inside.
Totally. And I think it's really neat how you put it all together and how we had a deeper discussion. And I'm sure that women entrepreneurs that are listening to this, they're going to really be able to resonate to it. So, and put some of those nuggets together. Good. So I want to just touch on a couple points. One is your accountability group. So you are such an incredible leader in the space that you hold, because one of the things that you do is you consistently show up. And that's such a powerful, reliable source.
Mm.
It's something that you know that person's gonna be there. And it's actually, if you were to look for a consultant or a client, or you were to look for somebody to hire, having reliability, trustworthy, and dependable leadership is somebody you would want to hire. You would want to hire that person because if that's what they're offering, and that's how they model, and that's how they show up. That's what you do. Mm. And you hold this beautiful space for all of these women to come in, and so that they can grow their sacred soul business.
Yes.
And apply and live those four S's that you're talking about, right?
Yes.
In a really beautiful, consistent way, week after week after week. And it's open, it's inclusive. There is nothing that's held back from, you know, what you can talk about or what you can learn, not only from the space that you hold, but from the wisdom that's shared there with all the other women that are there too. So I just want to, you know, invite all of the ladies that if you've ever been thinking about getting with an accountability coach, Susan is your girl. It's a no-brainer. It's like, come on. Wouldn't you want to be with somebody that you know is already showing up? And so you might not have that strength, but once you are in that field, you're going to be committed and you're going to show up and your business is going to thrive. You're going to show up happier. You're going to show up better in your life because that's just how it is. You know, we all rise together. So this is also another thing. So I want to say,
thank you. Thank you so much. You know, we're really in the transformative space in business. So thank you so much. I honestly, I didn't think of it in the way that you just said it, but yes, you're right. That reliability is important. And I am very serious and committed about that.
Yeah. And you know, where I found that out, because when, for instance, when the systems that are out there that have already been created, and you're maybe looking to give an endorsement for a coach or give an endorsement for a consultant or an entrepreneur, those are actually the things that you want in a person to hire. Are they reliable? Are they trustworthy? Are they dependable? And as a consultant, as a coach, and if you have those things, then you're already going to be earning trust in that way, that reputation. And you've built such an incredible reputation, living your legacy, being who you are, in the ways that you show up, Susan.
Thank you, Cornelia. Thank you.
Take that in and really fully own that. It's like, you know,
thank you.
Living testimonial here, and just, I'm not done. And so then the other thing is about your Sedona thing. I think it's fabulous what you're doing with the week, with the once a month coming together on Eventbrite and doing the, you know, self-care thing. It's really awesome to do that, the breathing and the stretching. And what's so great about a group like that, I lead one as well once a month. I lead the, it's on the second Saturday of the month. It's a spiritual meetup group for women. It's 2 hours. We come in and, you know, we have a vulnerable, sacred space. And so it's so powerful what happens when a person comes in and they have a sacred space, a safe space to share and articulate their feelings. Mm. And then what happens is when that person does that, it's like, bam. And next thing you know, everybody in the group is activated and everybody just got permission to share their feelings wherever they are. And everyone, the whole group heals.
I mean, you are the queen of inviting that sacred in. That is so much a part. I've gotten that from you. I've experienced that with you. I have felt that with you. Inviting the sacred in, creating the sacred space, having soul be present in business. You know, it's definitely that group must be absolutely just filled. I could feel the energy rising when you talk about it.
Well, it was interesting because we just had the group this last past Saturday, and you know, one of the ladies was saying she was late for the call, right? And So, and when she said, I feel like I messed up because this is such a nurturing space for me. I don't want to be late. I want to show up for myself. I want to be here. And I don't like it when technology doesn't work and things happen. And it frustrated me. But it was so great because people feel, the women feel nourished. They feel heard. They feel valued. They feel appreciated. And that's the space that we want to fill in the world, that we want to offer, the community, the love.
And Cornelia, oh my gosh, I could feel it. This is so needed. There's no competition here. There is enough for everyone. There's so many people in need. It's perfectly okay for there to be lots of groups like this proliferating. There is enough business and there's not enough of this. I also use the word nourished and nurtured. That was funny. We've never landed on that before between us, but it's not a surprise that we're completely in sync to a space where people can feel nourished and nurtured. And so that's a very important lesson for people to hear. I'm so happy that we got to that today.
Yeah, let's give one call to action, Susan, for you to the audience, the people that you, what you want them to do. One clear CTA, call to action. What do you want them to do?
If the four S's resonated with you for your business, please go to my website, whatwillyourlegacybe.com. At the announcement bar right on the top, click anywhere on the announcement bar, and you will be brought to the page where you can register for my weekly business accountability group. If this conversation resonated with you, then you are a person I want in my group, and I really know that it will be helpful for you. And what about you? Over to you, Cornelia.
Well, I'm actually going to leave it here. I'm going to let this call to action be the call to action.
Thank you.
I'm going to leave it there, and I'm going to leave it there. So we gave you a clear call to action on where you can find your support, where you can grow your business, or where you can have that Sedona self-care once a month with Susan. You're getting ready to go to Sedona.
I am in 2 weeks. I can't wait. I'm going to be for the July call. I will be in Sedona for Sedona Sunday.
Oh, that's going to be so cool. Well, here's something. This is a flash from the past that I want to share with you. So you know how when you go on Facebook and then Facebook has the memories from the past?
Right? Yeah, of course.
Well, you have to go to my personal Facebook page, Susan. And I did tag you in it if you haven't seen it, but it's a video of me when I'm talking about the Change Your Mind, Change Your Life Summit that we did 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So I just want to tell you, when I listened to that video and looked at that video, I had just interviewed you the day before, but I want you to go look at that video.
I will.
I want you to look at the video. I want you to hear what I was talking about and how stinking incredible the video, the quality. There was some weird things going on with Facebook. The quality of the video at some point wasn't really all that clear, but how I was passionately, what I was talking about, what I was sharing after being so exhausted from like 19 appearances and however many Facebook lives I did that week and the possibility of facing death and the loss and what I was experiencing, how I was showing up, not knowing how to do a summit.
Yeah.
This, I talked about all that on a Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. Pacific time.
I can't wait to see it. I'm getting right into my live. I'll go.
Oh my God, Susan, you're going to absolutely love it. I love it so much that I was looking at that video and I'm going, I need to have Ashley go grab some video clips from here because the nuggets that were shared there were so good. There's so much timely wisdom in there that was shared. And guess what? There was barely, I don't even know if I heard any,
because you were so in your organic space. Totally.
There was nothing. It was just absolutely incredible. Talk about in motivational speaking. Yeah. I was so in love when I heard myself.
Yeah, to my point, exactly. And also just to call it out, you just introduced, you let us know about one of your systems. You just said, oh, I got to call Ashley and get her on that. That was a system that just showed itself.
Absolutely. But
I love also, I have done this before. I love going through my old videos and taking notes. I know, it's great. I can't wait to see it. That will be fun.
So yeah, it's on the, I tagged, what will your legacy be?
Okay, good.
I'll tag you on it and make sure that you check it out and make a comment under it because
I will.
I want you to see, because I mentioned you in the video even.
Good. I will. I can't wait. You know, I will. This is our 2-year anniversary, Cornelia.
It is.
It is.
It is our 2-year anniversary. And that video was made before COVID. So when I look at what I was talking about then, where we are today, how far we've traveled, and that actually now, right? Because that video, that summit was created before the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group was created and even founded.
Right.
And so now, all of a sudden, 2 years later, now the next thing you know, the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group was founded, and there's over 12, 13 consultants and best of the best podcast speakers in that group. And now we're going to have an app, and none of that was planned. It was all an intuitive, organic creation over this last.
I honestly have chills. I have chills. I really do.
I was looking at it and I'm going, oh my God, I'm so in love. And I looked at myself, Susan, and I go, this is what I was saying to myself when I was listening to myself. I was looking at and I was going, you are so beautiful. You are so gorgeous. You sound so beautiful. You look so beautiful. And everything you're saying is so beautiful. I love you so much.
Oh, I hope everyone really is understanding what's happening here. You know, one of the reasons you got here from there, I was there. I remember I was in the planning sessions. I know exactly what you're talking about. And the way you got here really had the four S's built into it. You know, you were in the sacred already. Of course, you always are, but you had a strategy. Right? You created systems. You put systems in place. You know, that actually was the start of creating some systems for you. And then your structure got clearer and clearer and clearer. So
that's, you know what else, Susan? Everything that we've learned in our life, all the skills from the jobs we've had in the past to the networking we've done, every single thing has got us to where we are today. And even the fact that I didn't know at the time, I had never even been in a summit before. I had never been a summit leader, but I did it because the people asked, would you be our summit leader? And I'm like, I don't know how, okay, but we'll do it. And so we put it together. And the same thing again, now here I am. We're going to have the Cornelia Stephanie Media app, and we're going to be able to stream live stream summits straight through that app in the future to make it all easier for the people that we serve.
Yeah.
I love it.
I can't wait. And I'm looking forward to it. I already told you I'm in. In fact, when I said I'm in, you said, but you didn't even hear the real pitch yet. I was like, I don't care. I'm in.
So. I know that's a good way to make money. That's a really, when people can feel the energy and when people can feel the energy of what it really is, what you're offering and how they're going to grow, how it's going to be, when people can feel that, that is a way that you're supporting others as well.
Absolutely. That's strategy. You know to whom you're speaking. You have energy and intuition coming up. You know how you're speaking to them. It's energetically, it's enthusiastically, it's clear, it's crystal clear on what it is that you're offering them and how they will benefit. That's strategy.
Good. Well, why don't you give us that clear call to action one more time and close the show, Susan?
Okay. Thank you so much. If these ideas that we've been discussing have resonated with you and you would like your business to be growing and thriving in this way, then please go to my website, whatwillyourlegacybe.com. At the top is the announcement bar. Click anywhere on the announcement bar And that will bring you to the landing page where you can register for my weekly business accountability group. If this conversation with we had today resonated with you, then you are the person I would love to have in the group, and I invite you to join. So thank you, Cornelia. As always, it's been a pleasure showing up as we are and having fun in business. Have a great, wonderful rest of your week, and I will see you next time.
Bye.